You're listening to Down the Rabbit Hole podcast for everyone who just kind of tuned in and started listening. Also, KMWV. You know, it's funny. I say that name all the time. I always forget it half the time. But it's here in Salem, Oregon, the local radio station here.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming through. You know, what's really, I'm really excited to talk to you a little bit because I love the idea that you're such a creative and you just like, no, it's okay. You're just like in your own like headspace. You do your own thing. And I don't want to like shit on anybody else that was previously on my show, but like, I was in a weird place. I was in a weird place where I was talking about mental health like for the longest time. And I was just like, and then I did like that episode where I did like two parts of like my previous relationship and like my ex-girlfriend or whatever. We talked about the mental health of breaking that down.
One of those, huh?
Yeah, it was good. It was good at the time. And I'm like, man, I'm tired of mental health. And I know it sounds like I don't want to get canceled for it, but I was like, fuck mental health right now.
We're over it.
I'm so over being fun stuff right now. And so like,
yeah, of course.
And if people didn't read the thing, they never read the disclaimer. Can you tell me who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, man. I'm just an artist. I record my own music. I produce it, mix, master it. I just founded a record label as well to help other independent artists and, like the Los Angeles County and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. What's your artist name?
I'm Vice.
Vice. Got
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And what genre do you usually perform in?
I've been having a moment with this kind of retro aesthetic and this retro feel. Like, I'm all about the huge stardom of like the 1980s and stuff like that, because it just seemed like there was so much more star power than what we have today. And you know, not to shit on the artists that we got today, you know, but come on, man, we had, you know, Freddie Mercury, Michael Jackson, we had Prince, we had these like out of this world people. And I really think it's just because the lack of a social media coverage back then. You know, it made these people way more elevated because you'd hear about them less, you know. So that's kind of what I really am inspired by. You know, I really love the idea of someone's music shaping their perception, you know, the fans' perception and such.
So like if I got a boiling pot and then I were to put four artists in there that best describes your style, who would you put in that pot?
I'll tell you what people have told me, because I hate to label myself. It's just a pet peeve of mine, you know, but people have said, humbly, they said Bruno Mars, The Weeknd, Michael Jackson, and I think I've gotten Prince like a few times. That's it. Those are the only ones, you know, which is good, which is a pretty good boiling pot of artists. That is
an amazing boiling pot of people, if anything. Yeah. Like, I'm already, like, if you just write this on paper, I'm already hyped to listen to a lot of your stuff right now.
Thanks, man.
Like, and so how long have you been doing this? For funsies, and then when was that kickstart moment where you're like, I want to take this to the next level and like actually help people?
Okay, so let's put out a little bit of a timeline. I remember I'm only 21, so let's say around 17, because I've been singing pretty much my whole life, you know, just my mom's a singer as well. So I always got inspiration from her, and from when I was a child, I knew I always had this innate attraction towards, you know, music and the musicality of certain films, you know, like the big films are a big inspiration to me as well. I'd say high school is pretty much when I started to get into it. Cause I remember one day I was just like, hey, how the hell do people make music now? You know, watching like some biopic of the Jersey Boys or something like that. And I was like, man, how do they do it now? You know, do they really have to go to like, I had no idea. I'm like, do they really have to go to a huge studio nowadays? You know, cause I know rappers do it on their laptop and stuff, you know? And I'd say around the age of 16, that's when I really took an interest in it. And ever since then I was like, man, this is it.
Yeah.
Like, I love this stuff. This is crazy. You know, it gives me full control, full creative control to do whatever I want. And to answer the other question about when I wanted to start helping other artists is, I really just sat back for a little bit while making my own music and trying to find my sound and what I wanted. And I really looked at the industry and the market and, you know, what gaps it was creating, you know, because I have a habit of thinking like, I want to think ahead. I don't want to think what's happening now. You know, mm-hmm. I want to be able to be prepared, because that's like my worst fear, is to not be prepared for something, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'd say fairly recently, like within the last 2 years, that's when I really got with a lot of my buddies I met over in high school and in Los Angeles. And I'm like, you know what, let's create something, you know, let's start something that'll be that we believe in, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, just taking a look at like, you know, the past year and the past 2 years, it's like, geez, so much has changed so much, not just for, you know, my industry, but everyone's industry, you know? So that's when I'm like, I think now's a really good time to take advantage of it. And, you know, let's get things started. Let's get things registered. Let's get things moving, you know, and start helping people out, you know, because that's what I believe in. I just don't think an artist shouldn't own, you know, like, these huge record labels take so much, and they don't need to anymore. You know, it's crazy. I'm just sick of huge industries and being such giants with shit like that.
Right. And I think that's what makes it much more beautiful. If anything, like, it's still kind of the Wild West out here, mm-hmm. as far as like being a creator, whether you're a graphic artist or podcaster, or even, you know, just a general, like a singer songwriter, or even a rapper kind of thing, with the like platforms like SoundCloud. And, you know, you had that big surge of like SoundCloud rappers becoming crazy big, you know, after, for me, it was like 2015 hearing them, mm-hmm. and then like up till now.
Yeah.
And then like to just people independently putting out their music, which is amazing. You don't have that, mm-hmm. I guess that pressure of the company, which is pressure. Pressure is great. Mm-hmm. I think I love pressure, but I don't think that mm-hmm. pressure from a company to like,
it's a balance.
It's a good balance, I think. And I wouldn't know. I guess I respect the shit out of like guys like you.
Thank you.
Do what you do. Cause like I have the heart of a singer. Like I love karaoke nights. I'm so corny. Mm-hmm. I love karaoke nights and shit. I have the heart of a singer, but when like God made me, he was like, he forgot the vocal cords, and he was like, no, we're just going to send this one out. We're just going to ship them out like that. And there was like, the angel is talking to the other angel, and he was like, hey, you put vocal cords in this one, right? And mm-hmm. he was like, oh shit, I forgot. This is going to be a really weird dude.
Hey man, it's a muscle. It's a muscle, which means it can be exercised.
I'm 30 years old. I'm still trying to get it.
Man, like, have you heard Ed Sheeran, the way he started? Come on.
dude can fucking go. He has fucking pipes. And so like, I guess that gives me a little more hope. And that's kind of was like, I've always wanted to do something in this realm where I'd use my voice somehow. Mm-hmm. I tried to, you know, I was like a kid at one point in my life, and I wanted to be a rapper too.
Oh yeah.
And I remember like we all go through that phase where we want to be a rapper. Mm-hmm. And so I remember it, some people like, it's not a phase, you know? And so shout out to all my independent rappers who are like all pissed off right now at me. Yeah. But if for me it was a phase, and I remember I was like 14, 15 years old. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to be a rapper now. This is my life. I'm all about it. I listened to 50 Cent the Massacre. And I'm like, that's it. This is what I want to do. This is all mm-hmm. I want to do from now on.
Yeah.
And I remember I was like, I don't know what to talk about. And my friends were like, what do you know about? Like, what do you know about? Mm-hmm. Like, well, I've never shot a gun before. I've never killed a guy. I'm only 15. I don't know about any of that.
What do I rap about?
What am I going to rap about? I get picked on a lot. I can talk about that, but I think that's kind of corny. I like girls. Let's rap about girls. And I remember being like group of people that I would talk to.
Let's do it.
Easy, like rap about girls. We like.
Oh God.
And like they would rap about like the girls, like they would like the things they would do, like I'm gonna bend you over and do this. And I was like, we're 15. Are we really bending girls over like this? Like, we're like, I mean, I'm pretty sure like 90% of us are still virgins.
Yeah. There we go.
And I was like, but I was like determined for it. I was determined. I was like, I'm gonna do this. So I remember I got all these from like LimeWire, all these instrumentals of random beats. Mm-hmm. And I made like an 18 track playlist of like rap songs dedicating my love to this girl named Maria in high school. Shout out to Maria. And like, actually I did see her recently, and I did kind of like stunt on her a little bit.
There you go.
I remember I gave her that
back in the like, studio.
I gave it to her. I was like, yo, here's this album on Valentine's Day too. I was so romantic. I'm a romantic person.
Wow.
People need to remember.
What's your sign, man?
I'm a Leo.
You're
a
Leo?
Yeah.
Awesome. I love Leos.
They're it makes sense. I was like, I made you this thing. I didn't
tell what it was. Is my love.
Yes. Yeah.
I declare it.
This is my love. We're going to get married. We're going to have babies after fourth period together. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. And so I gave her the disc. Homegirl did not show up to school for like 2 weeks after that. And I was like, okay, maybe she's sick. Maybe it's not. After 2 weeks, I didn't ask anybody. But like,
I'm going to start a podcast.
People start, well, yeah, I was like, only reason I started this was to get to her now at this point. I'm like 15 years later.
I know.
And so like I messaged her sister and I was like, she didn't reply back. And then I saw him in school and I was a creep, I guess, because I came up and confronted him. I'm like, where's my love at? You know, where's she at? And she's like, I guess she skipped school or didn't want to go to school no more or whatever. But she listened to your shit. She doesn't like it. You can have it back. And it was just sitting in a locker for like 2 weeks.
Damn. What was it? Was it bad?
Yeah, I think it was bad.
It was terrible.
Like, it was horrible.
We're 15. I remember when I first started too. And I'm like, this is shit.
I know. And 100%. Like, I don't know how to bend girls over, like how I romantically.
You were saying that?
Yes, I was very. There was a couple where I was
I'm uncomfortable in my work environment.
I was very vulgar. But you gotta remember, it's like 2005, 2000, when it's like when it's okay to, disrespect women apparently, and we don't get canceled for it. Mm-hmm. And so I did do that, and I think it's still, that disc has to be floating around somewhere. I would love to find it, honestly. If anyone
found it right here, it's
and this was put you on blast.
Yeah, I did my research.
You just Nardwar shit. And that's what I'm afraid of. Like, honestly, if I like, I don't want to get a big head or anything, but if I ever do get like semi quasi famous, I don't want like Nardwar to be like, do you remember this album where you were 14 and you were going to bend this girl over? Yeah, it was.
You're gonna be like, no, it's not me. Prove it. That's not see me. You in court.
No, because then I would be like, this is me, Luis Noriega, on the track.
Oh shit.
Same name. So I guess more of the story with my long confessing my love to somebody. Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel like the need to air out a lot of your old tracks? I know you said you did some music when you're 15 too. And are you embarrassed by it, or do you like own that shit?
Definitely. I would never show anybody. It's kind of something I do with my friends where we'll play it just to see how far we've come, you know? And then we're just like, what the hell? Like an old song of mine. And my brother Miklo, he's one of my friends. He's a rapper as well. Mm-hmm. Not as well. I'm not a rapper, but he's a rapper. He's an artist as well. Okay. Me and him, that's where we first started. It was just me and him in my room, you know, just doing stuff in there and messing around. And then we made this little song, you know, we paid somebody to produce it and to mix it and all that, you know, the whole thing when you're first starting out. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't too bad, but you could tell I didn't have any any experience really, you know, like I was just singing. It was the most bare bones singing, but there wasn't much soul in it. There wasn't much. It was just, you know, your first track. And it came on yesterday randomly in the car when I was just listening to stuff on my files, you know, and I was like, what the hell?
Did it kill the vibe, or were you just still vibing to it?
No, I have trouble like just vibing to my own music, you know? I guess so. I hear all the imperfections and all those things. And, you know, a lot of the people around me, they do give me good feedback and they say it's good stuff. And, you know, some of them are actually even amazed, you know, humbly saying, and I'm like, really? You know, I'm like, I think the most it's gotten for me is I'm like, that's pretty cool. You know?
Yeah.
Very rarely will I ever fall in love with something that I've made, you know, but when I do, it gives me goosebumps, you know, and that's when I know it's like a really good song. And I'm like, let's put it out. I think this one people would like, and I think I would like people to hear this one. You know,
do you know what I mean when I refer to Johnny Depp syndrome?
Mm-hmm. Like he can't watch his own films.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a question.
I'm sorry. I'm going to cut you off here, but how did you get grass behind you? This is an ugly background. I don't know how to do that.
I'm not even going to front with you. Like, my shit's not as pretty too. It's just my room as well, because I don't have the studio here yet. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I just want people to see me wearing grass. And I was wearing my work outfit before this, and it was just green. And I was like, this is too much green. it's in the settings. If you go top left and you just go to the settings and and the Zoom settings, and it's just like you pick your own backgrounds, really. What? And they're all like they like green screen to you,
like in preferences.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
it's great, isn't it?
Awesome. Hold on.
And that's the cool thing about it. Like you can really do whatever you want, and like you can make your screen brighter. You can add like you can look in like you're in space. I know how many people love to look in like they're in space. Be in
space.
Yeah, I mean, I figured why not? If you have the ability to go to space, you dress for the job you want, not for the job you have, really.
There you go.
And we're not
because I'm just like, in my little room too. I like recording in here, honestly. Do you just upload a picture or what?
This was a preset that they had, and I just like put it on. I don't know if you can do it like during, but like, I just did it like pre the interview. I just left it at it. I did this one like when I first interviews that I did, and I just like haven't changed it since.
Sorry, I just haven't been on here that much, and I think it's super cool. I was like, yeah, I don't want that. Yeah, I don't want people to just see my ugly ass room.
but the thing is, like, it you're recording where you're most comfortable at. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's kind of the most important spot. Is like you can hear when at least the people I've heard like record stuff. You can hear when they're not comfortable. You can hear the discomfort. I don't know, you know?
I see.
I was talking to some dude who was just like, you should like check out my music and help me mix it. And I, because I've been wanting to get into like mastering music, not necessarily like making it anymore. I try to make it. But in a sense where it's like, you know, because I have the equipment for it, I have the microphones, I have everything. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, can you record my vocals and master it for me? And I said, well, I'll give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I can, for the most part, can hear when people are uncomfortable with their own work. Do you ever find yourself kind of like, do you do your, there it is. That's what's up.
That's my cover. Let me see.
That's dope.
Ta-da.
That worked. See, that worked. And now from now
black
on.
Black background.
I had a green background with a green shirt. And that's why I had to change. But do you ever find yourself kind of like not having like, I don't know, not just be like you write your own stuff. First and foremost, you write your own stuff.
For the most part, yeah. I just started letting a few friends of mine start help me out with that.
Do you ever feel uncomfortable when you do that? Or like getting that, like I know a lot of artists do the ghostwriting thing, but is that ever an uncomfortable feeling to like not do your own work?
No. Like who gives a fuck? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of my like who cares?
Yeah.
It is what it is at that point. If I think whatever you need to do to get to the good song, do it. Like, you know, like who cares when it comes to the process of doing it, as long as you're not stealing, you know, and, you know, taking someone's thing, you know, without permission, you know, like that's just steps at that point. It's a whole different thing, but no, I don't really get uncomfortable with that. You know, it's part of the business, I believe.
And that's kind of I'm glad that you thought that. Cause like, I think the same way, whatever gets you to the same result, there's many ways to get to the answer, but you know, there's this, it's the journey is half the battle. And I guess that's what kind of, I'm trying to separate, you know, I don't want people to be like, oh, he's just a rapper. He's just this. Cause clearly we're going to state this from the fact you're not a rapper.
I'm not. You're an artist. I wouldn't say that at all. I don't think you're rapped in a,
yeah. In a song. And I can already hear people like, well, you know, artists, singers are just like, you know, a different version of rapping, especially when you're like, you know, like a person of color, you know, really, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you're just a rapper. Assume. Automatically just assume straight up.
Yeah.
Oh, what kind of rap music do you do? And it's like, no, like you seem like you have a very like a huge, like a eclectic taste of like music, especially when your boiling pot has these really big names, you know, like Michael Jackson and Prince alone says a lot.
Well, I grew up with those guys, man. I grew up listening to, especially Michael Jackson. He's always been a huge inspiration for me just because of his message. And I've never seen anyone else like him. And I've never seen anyone else like him in general, really, you know, other than maybe Elvis. But from like a child prodigy to the biggest pop star in the world that holds like such a world record for many of his musical pieces, it's like, wow, like that's amazing, you know, and then seeing the downfall and like the stuff that he went through. And, you know, it's just, there's a time where it was tough to be a fan of his, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you know, but of course I would never be a fan of someone with something that I deem is false or that I deem is like he was guilty or something like that. Cause I did my research and I know for a fact he wasn't, you know, he wasn't guilty at all from anything like that. So I don't know. It's just a huge inspiration to see somebody just with their chest out and being like, you know what? Like, this is the situation. This is what it's like. And this is what I'm going through, you know, and still make, you know, music that is meant to heal the world and meant to help the population. He donated to so many charities, you know, he did so many just amazing things, and people would just paint him in a different way, you know? So that's just one of the examples I would know and take note of that, you know, I'm like, this industry needs to change. There's so many things that need to be broken down and rebuilt, and, you know, and I'm like, let's do it.
especially with the age of the internet, like, people are still trying to figure it out. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. there's going to be a lot, like I can already see a huge resurgence of like the companies trying to take over, especially when you have streaming mm-hmm. platforms and things, and they're trying to like demonetize like your content and stuff. Mm-hmm. I love that you're a big fan of Michael Jackson. I'm a huge Michael Jackson fucking stan too.
Cool,
and
man.
My mom was too. She put mm-hmm. me onto him when I was like a baby. Mm-hmm. She dressed me up like Michael Jackson. Like I think there's a photo.
He's a phenomenon, man.
Like, I remember this outfit.
This motherfucker had a tour in Bucharest. Who has a tour there?
Yes.
Like, how do you get a fan base over there? That's crazy.
It's funny that you mentioned that too, because I was like, I don't remember, like, when you have these like random countries and then they're like screaming their songs. Like, I would watch the documentaries and they would just like chant his songs. I'm like, man, that's star power.
Yeah, it's just amazing. It's like, wow. And especially back then when there wasn't like streaming platforms, you had to buy the fucking record, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just incredible to me.
So, you know? Like, especially like, so you're a very young artist, you're mm-hmm. doing your thing. I feel like you have like a good like path on what you're doing. And again, they're taking accountability for all these different things where we don't fuck with record executives anymore. We do what we want. We put out our own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see as success right now?
What would I see as success? That's a big question, Luis.
I don't want to know the end game, but where do you see yourself? Like, where's some success? Honestly, for me, for example, just to give you a little bit of time to think, I went to a bar, a little dive bar here in town. And then one guy came up to me, some random bro came up to me. I was like, aren't you that guy that does that show? Oh, that's pretty cool, bro. And then like walked away. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever. Aren't you the
guy that does that show? That's fucking cool, man.
I was like, I was like, hold on, we can still talk about it if you want. I have the microphones in my car if you want to check it out.
Trying to do a podcast.
let's do it. Like, I get all hyped and everything. So like for me, that was like one pillar of success, is having one person recognize.
Congrats, man. That's a cool feeling.
So, you know, I mean,
to be like recognized out there.
What's your pillars of success then? Not just the whole what's success, that's a big question, but what's the pillars of it?
Pillars of it? Like stepping stones towards success, you mean?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Well, the end goal for me is to just, you know, I even registering and founding a company, you know, on my own, that's a huge stepping stone for me. I felt, you know, ethereal. I'm like, this is so surreal. I never thought I'd actually have a label. Now we can get started, you know? And I think I count the whole journey as a success, you know, because I know that sometimes things won't go as planned, you know, and sometimes things are going to go a different direction than you thought, you know, but it's better than when you were where you were a year ago. You know, it's better than where you were 2 years ago. And that's what I look at. You know, if I ever look back, I'm trying to see how much higher I am than, mm-hmm. than before. You know, that's where it would be. It's more of a staircase to me. You know, instead of an elevator, you know, does that make sense? That. Is that a stupid question?
No, not stupid at all. Answer. Dude, there's no such thing as stupid questions or stupid answers, because like, yo, man, we can do whatever we want at the end of the day. And it's kind of like, I'm picking up your vibe. I like what you're putting out. I like people mm-hmm. who are like creative in that sense, because it's like, if you can meet someone who's a singer, that's awesome. If you have someone who writes their music, even better. If you make your own music mm-hmm. too, like actually produce the music and mix and master it, yo, you're like basically a huge triple threat, and that's on its own. And that's mm-hmm. all I'm trying to be, as a triple threat.
Plan,
like, you know what I mean? I think honestly, like, for me, like one of the artists that like inspires me, even like in this realm, Donald Glover, 100%. I've said it before. Ooh. Donald Glover, huge inspiration to me. Just because that triple threat writes mm-hmm. music, writes TV shows,
mm-hmm.
He's a great culture. Director, great, just a renaissance man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need more of those kind of people. I don't think there's nowadays, man. There's never going to be an oversaturation of that. If you can be a Renaissance man in,
I like that,
you know, like in pop culture, why not? And, you know, in like early 2000s, when all we had was like Twitter and just kind of like very like light YouTube and light things like that. Now you have things like SoundCloud and things where you can actually like get money from this. Why not?
You know?
It's all there. We just need to do it.
Yeah. It's easier and it's easier, which makes it difficult. It's so funny, you know,
because we're all going for the same goal.
Yeah. You know, but I believe that those kind of people rise to the top, you know, those kind of people who really do put in the effort and really do have it in them. They will get there. You know, it's just up to them now because there's no 100%. Gatekeeper anymore. You're the gatekeeper, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, I just like trying to weed out these people and finding the people who are going to do it. Cause like you can tell, like, I'm sure have you worked with shitty artists who are just like, you give them the blueprint and they don't really do what they're supposed to. Like, I don't know. I've done that. Yeah. And I work with people and
some point.
And I just say I'm hard to work with at this point because like I'll give them the blueprint. I'm like, this is what we got to do. Even if it's for podcasting or this, or when it's like trying to like dabble in music production, I'll be like, this is the blueprint. Mm-hmm. And if they don't have that same drive, I'm done. I move on. Like, I'll just do it myself.
You have to, man. It's, that's the rough part about it is you can't save everyone. You know, you can't bring everyone with you. And I'm one of those people. I love people, you know, I love adventure and I love to, you know, feel free, you know, to do what I want. That's like my whole freaking goal is freedom pretty much, you know, and have things be fair and equal, you know, cause that's the something I'm very passionate about. And I just feel like, when you meet someone who doesn't like feel the same way, you know, they're not necessarily a bad person or anything like that. You just kind of have to be like, all right, well, if you don't want the same thing as I do and we're not going to help each other out, then what are we doing, you know, at this point?
Right.
And I don't know. I've made some good friendships over that, though. I haven't really had any major fallouts like that, you know, that I can think of at least. But I seem to really make it a point to stay connected with people like that. You know,
you mentioned a good thing. You can't save everybody. Honestly, you might call me Captain Save-A-Ho because I've tried so many times to just like bring anybody on, put anybody on. And then after a while, I just become so callous and I'm like, I don't want to do it. You know?
Yeah. It's just draining at some point. You know,
I felt so drained. That's why I started talking about mental health. I'm like, I'm so drained. And now I'm like, now I'm like over mental health and I want to like, yo, let's get this drive again. Let's get this fucking bag. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. You know?
And so, I mean, to answer your question, have I ever worked with shitty artists? That's yes. You know, again, like I said, I've been one myself. We've all been there where we would deem ourselves as shitty. I don't think I'm shitty anymore. I think I'm fairly decent. Mm-hmm. I'm kidding. No, I know I'm good. I know I am good. And the stuff I do put out, I am confident with it. It's just the fact that there's a lot of people that, at least what I see is they go after the same sound. And it's very saturated. It's like, dude, turn off the auto-tune. Like, you know, throw some fucking Melodyne on there. Or, like, learn to sing better. Or, like, you know, it's like, why are you rapping about the same stuff? Why is, like, there's so many different little whatevers out here. You know, it's like, we need something different. We need something to put a wedge in the industry and break it, you know? Mm-hmm. That's the whole point. You know, because I see a lot of my generation complaining and not complaining, but really just like crying for help when it comes to where we're at, you know, and a lot of industries are built in a way that are meant to like, you know, keep you at the throat, you know, and to just basically just kind of keep you down. And I'm like, well, I know we could change it. There's more of us, you know, there's more of us. We can do it. You know, it's just, you gotta be a little smart about it. It's for the greater good, you know? And I don't know, as far as like shitty artists, I do tend to try to develop artists if I do believe in them, but I really rely on my intuition at that point because it's a spiritual thing. I think making music is very spiritual and like it's such a weird profession. Like, what the fuck is singing to people, you know? Like, what I want to do is I want to be in a stadium and sing things to people. Yeah. Like, that's such a weird thing to do, don't you think? It's just normalized, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, people don't understand that it's you have to have a good relationship with music as well.
you can't just, you know, sit on a mic and say whatever is coming to mind. You have to have a relationship with the song you're making, you know, and
you guys, crowd I don't control. Know, it has to be crowd like a, control feels like a lot of it too. Like people, yeah. You have to be really good with people too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like, you know, the art is half the battle, but then like if nobody's vibing to it, you can't control the people. I don't know. It just feels like it'd be a weird relationship, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. No, I get that.
I would love to crowd control just for talking shit. Just like if I could just work a room just from doing this, I think that'd be dope as hell too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think
there's a demographic for everything, man. There's fans for everything, I swear.
And so with your vibe that you're trying to put out and all your music that you're putting together, where do you find yourself most creative? What's your creative space look like? Where do you need to get to that mental place? I don't know. Like for me, like where I found my creativity was going to Hawaii for a week. Mm. And then I came back with this flood of energy with just like culture and just like, I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a spot or a thing that you're just like, I'm creatively recharged now?
Well, it depends. 'Cause I do a lot. I engineer like the artist music that I work with, you know, mm-hmm. I now have my own record label, you know, so there's different ways I have to output my energy, mm-hmm. but are you talking about like when I'm creating for something that's for me, like
for myself? Yourself? Yeah. When do you feel creative?
Because that's when I feel, that's when it's kind of, it shifts, you know? Honestly, let's say that like my EP that I have, it's called Nostalgia and it's going to be out soon. But I had to go through a lot just for that to come out, you know, just for that to be done, you know, and that's the project's done now. But as far as finding the creative flow and the creative energy for it, it was basically like 2-3 years in the making. You know, it's relationships for me, I would say, my relationships with people or with things, you know, or with myself. That's where I get most of my inspiration, which is very convenient because you get a lot of that around, you know, around here in Los Angeles and in the counties over here. You know, there's a really good amount of people that you can talk to and really get to know. And they're all from different fucking backgrounds, man. You know, like there's some crazy things out here.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where I would say I really developed that creative flow, you know.
I fuck with it. I like it.
Yeah.
I like that. So born and raised LA or where are you from?
You want me to get specific, like the cities or like,
sure. Tell us where you, or tell us your address right now. We can do a Drake and Kanye thing and just put your address on blast.
I know. No, I heard about that. No, my thing is I really don't have a place that I would call home because I did move a lot when I was younger. You know, I had to get a lot of ends, you know, the family had to get a lot of ends to meet, you know, we're all very cool now and stable, but, there's a lot of moving around and a lot of, shifting, you know, a lot of variety when it came to, oh, where are you from? You know? Yeah. So, but I would say over in like Irvine and Orange County, like Tustin, that's probably where I found a lot of my musical inspiration because they have some really good schools there. So I think a lot of, families were attracted to the curriculums there and they had a lot of good art classes, you know, and I was in this really cool film class. And I met a lot of people that do my videos now and do my photo shoots now, you know, we just partnered with them. And then I met a lot of talented artists there as well, you know, and then I now live in, the Inland Empire, which is, I would say it's Ontario, that city, you know, but Los Angeles is always going to be like the center, you know, where like you meet and things happen, you know, that's where shows are always at, you know, that's where most of the scouts are always at, you know, you find some cool artists there too, you know, but it's really cool. I feel really blessed with the people that I've met along the way. And I'm just getting started, you know, so I'm just super excited to actually do stuff, you know, because I could see it.
Yeah, that's dope, dude. 'Cause like, I always love the area and I just never know what to do. Like I'm going to LA next week just for funsies, just to
cool.
Visit family. I just don't know what to do. So if you ever have any recommendations to shit to do, let me know because I'm just gonna be in the Santa Ana area. And just like I was just gonna go to the beach, to be honest.
I'd say go to bars with, I mean, do you have any girlfriends? Do you have a girlfriend or anything like that?
We have a thing. We have a relationship.
That's cool.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
No, no, what I would do is I'd bring a couple friends, you know, like we'd go, I usually go to a bar or like a club or something like that, and you meet so many people there because my friends were all really extroverted mm-hmm. as well, you know, and we like to go and meet people, and it's super cool. It's a very it's a vibrant city, you know. So when you go there and you meet, you see these cool like little hole in the wall places, you know, these cool bars or something like that. It's worth it because you'll meet some really cool people. You know, you just start talking to anybody, you know, that's really the attitude there in that city. Everyone just starts talking to people. It's fucking, it's weird, but it's awesome.
What's your sign? Yeah. What's your sign?
My sign is Pisces.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So my pretty on brand.
Not that, well, I mean, I don't know much about Pisces, but like, yeah. I do know, like, if you're very extroverted, like, mm-hmm. is that just how you naturally work? Did you take like, did you just get like confidence throughout the years?
Yeah, I was raised with confidence, and my mom's a very confident person, and she understands like social cues very well. Like, she's a very smart woman, mm-hmm. you know, so she knows how to talk to people. And I think she knows when, like, she can read a room, you know, mm-hmm. and my dad, I'd say he's a little more introverted, but when he's one of those people where once he's comfortable with you and you really get to know him, he'll be like your best friend, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm really close to my parents in that regard, you know, so. You know, being raised by those two, like, I'm obviously going to get influenced in those ways, you know?
And I think that's pretty cool that you can even, like, look back at your parents and be like, that's my inspiration, too, for that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that, of course.
You know, like, I think that's so cool that, because, like, I guess I love my parents, but, like, I come from a single mother household, and I grew mm-hmm. up with all my aunts and everything, so I grew up with all these women. So, like, I kind of learned how to, like, how to talk to women, but I was super shy and introverted, and I was like, I know how to talk to you, I just don't know what to do. So I'm gonna make
no yeah definitely
I'm gonna Same. Use this rap music to like to like speak to you, because
that wasn't the way.
I don't have a male figure to look up to.
Mm-hmm. Well, so no, that was it with me too. I lived in a predominantly woman-based household. My grandmother pretty much raised me a lot of the time. Like, I think she's one of my first like best friends, you know. And
oh yeah.
And because my mom would work a lot, you know, it was like a split home as well, uh-huh. you know, so I'd see dad on the weekends or like sometimes throughout the week, you know, and that'd be like the fun time, you know, but then during the week I'm on fucking school or whatever. And it's very like, you gotta stay on track, you know. She had more responsibility in that way, you know, but living with my grandparents, and I still live with my grandparents, you know, I have a really good relationship with them. I would say they, to this day, they all, you know, we're all very family oriented and very bonded, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, we will help each other out, you know, we'll give each other our own space and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, at the drop of a hat, anybody will be there for anyone, you know. So that's the kind of energy that I was raised with. And that's the energy I want to put out with my music and with the label, especially, you know, with my friends. I'm like that with them, you know.
How many are on your roster right now for your label?
Right now, we're going to have the first four, I believe.
First four. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
How are you, what's the rollout process looking like for that?
Rollout process right now. I'm working on a few singles. So basically I wanted to put myself in a position where I don't have to wait on anybody mm-hmm. or pay anybody to do stuff. So I'm like, hey, just come over, record the stuff. I'll produce for you for free. You know, let's make a song together. That's usually what I do. Cause I can do it quickly. I can know if they're good or not, or if they're not, whether, you know, I let them do a cover of a song or something like that, you know, just to see where they're at. Mm-hmm. But it's been real organic. It's been really falling into place, and I'm really proud of the acts that we're going to be creating, you know, because you'll see them soon, but they're really cool. You know, they're really cool people that I've known for a while, and I really do believe in, you know.
You know what I like? I like when artists, they have like, they do their main projects and then mm-hmm. they have like the label's project. And I always thought like that's a cool, like just like a compilation of just like what you guys have to work with. Is that like something you're planning on doing too? Because like I love when, you know, like,
what do you mean?
Like when Lil Wayne, he has his own solo stuff, but then he came out with Young Money and they had that compilation of just like all their good songs, and it was just like the group collective kind of thing.
No, not really anything like that. I want them to have their own spotlight. You know, I don't ever want us to have to share some stuff. Of course, like, it doesn't mean I'm never going to be like, no features, you know. Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is I really believe they could handle it on their own. And what my job is, you know, as basically CEO of an independent label, is to make it major, you know. And the only way to make your label major, I believe, is you got to really depend on the artists. You don't just sign anyone. You know, you have to sign some people who really care about the label. And the only way you get them to care about the label is if you treat them well. you know, and you treat them fairly, you know? So that's why I'm saying, like, I want to build, this is basically the start, you know, but I want to build something that'll expand into something, a lot greater, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. Mm-hmm. Are you also like on the techie side of it? Like, do you, like with the equipment, are you like a kind of, like for me, when I record stuff, I'm very on the equipment side of it too. I'm very geeked out on the equipment. Like, I'm looking at your Shure SM7B and I'm loving it. I'm loving that you use it. Oh yeah, dude, that thing's like the holy grail. And the fact that you said you fucked with Michael Jackson like that.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I know, I saw.
You know, this is the mic, dude.
Like, yeah, it's a really good one.
You can even just like do like farting noises into this thing and it sounds perfect. So yeah, I can't imagine like everything. How great these projects that you're making, because I'm sure that's the microphone that you're using, right?
My friend Miklo, he has a Neumann, and we've used that a few times just to get that more brighter sound. Mm-hmm. You know, because there's a really great artist that I'm gonna be debuting soon. I can name drop her now. Her name's Drea. Mm-hmm. And she has this really like low and very like sensual tone to her voice when she sings. And it's really great to be accompanied by a mic that can pick that up, but also enhance her brightness as well. Yeah. You know, because that's a really good combination to your ears. So as far as the technical side, I pay attention to details like that, you know, and it kind of fucking ruins everything, because now I'll listen to music and I'm like, I wouldn't have done it that way.
Yeah. You know,
like, that needs to be EQ'd, you know, or something like that. But overall, you know, that's pretty much what I look at as far as the technical side of it, you know, because I'm an engineer as well. I would say that, you know, but yeah.
Are you all self-taught, or did you like have a professional background in this?
Nope.
Just self-taught. All self-taught. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Everything is YouTube, man. YouTube and a lot of trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this for about 4 or 5 years now.
So. And you just do it all on your own. And I mean, even going into, you have to have a certain year to it. Like me doing all this, all self-taught. I don't know anything about anything until I was just like, I went through like 7 microphones before I came to this one, you know?
Really?
Yeah. And then I was just like going through headphones like crazy before. Like, I know it's kind of
the Dynamics, or what are they called? Something like that.
And like, I don't want to be a brand whore or anything, but like the Beats, the Studio 3s, I like them. Like, I just like the fullness of them. I know they're not the best, and people are going to like shit on me right now. They're like, man, it's just the high headphones. But like, I like the fullness that they bring to my head. So like I swear, like you're not even a real audiophile. And I'm like, man, I just do what sounds good.
You're like, I'm just doing a podcast, man. Like,
I just need to hear them, and that's okay.
That's cool.
Just wait till I start putting out music.
I know, exactly.
I'm gonna start putting out music now. Watch, because I just needed your inspiration, and that's kind of what I'm just feeding off of that.
Of course, man. That's perfect. Put it out there. We need people like that. Just
hell yeah. I mean, like, and I was serious. Like, you know, you dress for the job you want, not for the job you have. You know? Yeah. Tomorrow I'm gonna be.
I'm gonna write that on my wall. You dress for the job you want,
not for the job you have. And like, tomorrow I'm gonna be a music producer, and then like next week I'm gonna be an astronaut. Just watch.
There you go. See you up there, man.
So what? I'm very curious on your projects. What project have you been hyped about the most? Like, if you have like, do you have one song? I know you don't like listen to your stuff like that, but like, do you have one song that you were like, this is it? If I'm like, what's, show something to me, like. I know it's not like, it's like, hey, show me something. Show me something. Someone comes up to you. Oh, you're a singer. Show me something. What do you go to? What's your go-to thing to show them?
My go-to thing. Well, right now I have 2 singles out for with this new era that I'm trying to do. You know, I had a lot of other songs out that were very, not my sound. It sounded like I was insecure with what I was trying to sing or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to describe it, but now I kind of know what I'm going for. And I just released this single. That's me. And it's called Lost. And then before that, I released another single called Right For You. And it's basically getting into this like new age synth wave slash. I want to call it nuclear pop. I don't know why. That's what came to my mind. But
I like that.
Yeah. Nuclear pop is basically like this. It's very. How do I describe it? It's very grunge, but it also has like synthesizers from, you know, and has retro type of drum patterns and stuff like that. So it's just a really cool sonic experience in my humble opinion, you know. that's something I'd be excited to share, you know, because of course I will always have a part of me that, you know, these songs are my babies. I worked on them from scratch, you know, mm-hmm. but yeah, I wouldn't put it out if I didn't like it, you know? So of course, like these ones are going to be the ones that I like, but the rest of the project, there is a track on there that I really do enjoy. It's called Gemini. You know, that one's really fun. You know, that's the most like trap rap that I'll get, you know, because the beat is more like rhythm, like you know, like that's the most I'll do. But other than that, I'm like, no, I'm never doing that though. You know, I feel like it's too easy. You know, it's too easy to find a flow on something like that. You know, I want to challenge myself a bit more, you know, but yeah.
That's exciting. I'm really excited for you right now. Mm-hmm. I'm like super hyped. Like, can you show me these? Actually, would you be okay if I played these after the show when we finish talking here? You okay if I play this at the end and play this at the radio station for them? Because like,
yeah, of course.
This would be very, if you could just send me the files to this. Yeah, I want whatever you want
to
show me.
To which ones, man? Because I got the two singles out, so that'd be the best to show you. Do I want to show you Gemini? Because Gemini, there's still a little bit I have to tweak. There's some vocals on there that are I needed, you know, just dial in for a little bit.
No pressure. I'll take whatever I can get because okay. I definitely want people to like hear your stuff, and I'm definitely
gonna send you one bonus track. This one's called 4 a.m. I wrote it at 4 a.m. So okay. You know, and it was really cool. It's a really cool experience. So I like that one as well.
And so and you heard this, guys, you're going to hear, you know, his song here. So if you're listening on Apple, if you're listening on Apple right now, you get the full experience. If you're listening on 98.3 KMWV Salem's radio station, come on, radio station, you will hear it here. You know, I want you guys to hear this because it's going to be exciting. So
thank you, man.
We're going to wrap things up soon, but like, dude, thanks for taking the time to talk to me. Thanks for the time.
Of course,
like,
anytime.
Dude, this is really hyped. And if you're ever like, if you're cool, I'm going to be in LA. If you're ever around, I would love to say hi to you, man. This is really
of course.
Cool.
I'll contact you after the show and we'll get a drink or something.
I know, I'm down. Yeah, show me cool. around somewhere. But like, yeah. Now I just want to know a couple more things before we leave.
Go ahead.
And I always do this before we leave. Mm. What's good in your life right now?
What's good in my life right now? Oh, shit. Everything right now. I'm pretty happy with the way things are going. You know, I'm very excited about this next step I'm taking, and with you know, meeting great people like you that are going to help me and my label and what we stand for get there, you know. So, you know,
damn, that's that's good, but like, now I'm all hella blushing. Stop. And can you just do a shameless plug for everybody so we know where can we find your stuff? Where can we find you, like on your IG? Do you have any?
It's pretty consistent.
Throw it all out there. I want everyone to figure it out, if not shove it in their brains.
Yeah, so my Instagram is going to be at Vice Songs, so VYCESONGS. My other handles are also that as well. My YouTube is just VYCE. You know, I'll give you the links as well. But yeah, it's very consistent. Vice Songs, VYCESONGS.
Cool. And then like a DJ drama mixtape, I want you to like introduce this song that we're going to listen to here. Like, I'm just going to insert it here.
Okay.
What are we listening to?
Is this which track are you gonna play right here?
Whatever you want me to.
Okay. Let's go with one of the singles. With Lost. That's my most recent single. I don't want to explain the whole idea of the song because I love hearing, you know, people's reactions to it and, you know, what they're thinking, but it came from a dream. I had a very weird vision from it. Mm-hmm. It was very like a Sin City like dream. And if you see the music video, because the music video is out for it as well, it has this really, really cool tinted color to it. You know, it starts out in black and white, and then it slowly starts inching its way into color, into like what I was trying to do was early part of the 80s. You know, I'm trying to make the most authentic 1980s music video ever. And you'll see a bunch of inspiration from Billie Jean, you know, from Sin City, you know, from Matrix, from a lot of these really cool stylized visuals. And I hope you see that in the song as well, because I don't know if it's a thing, but I also do have a habit of seeing colors and seeing certain textures when I hear sounds. Mm-hmm. And that's what I see, you know. It does all the, you know, all these X's and O's and all this weird, you know, squiggly lines. That's what I saw with the song, you know. So
that's exciting. That's so cool. Like that, and I vibe with it. I fuck with it. So what is this song we're listening to right now, and how are we going to end off this thing? Cause I want everyone to know.
My name is Vice, and you're listening to my new single, Lost.